This is Kelly Blewett. Stories about brothers make Barry Mosher weep. He yearns for a fraternal closeness that never existed between himself and Tom, his older brother. In his new memoir, which feels shrouded in a wistful melancholia, Mosher exposes vulnerabilities about his childhood in Tennessee. Barry and Tom grew up in a hollow, surrounded by family, all of whom are now dead. They were born to be racists, or so Barry sees it today. Relationships with black folk were complicated. But soon, as the 50s gave way to the 60s, Barry began to see race and the South differently from his older brother. He eventually relocated to New England and became a writer, and some of the things he wrote about his family were decidedly unflattering. While Tom, the older brother, raised his family in the South. Of course, the pair did not see eye to eye politically. They did not even speak for years. But with the sweetness and richness that only comes when remembering something nearly lost, in this new memoir, Barry recreates some slices of their Southern childhood. He recalls drawings they made as children, riding the school bus together, attending a military prep school, hunting pigeons, brawling in the living room, and debating ideas. Though Tom comes off as a bully in many of Barry's childhood memories, a series of letters the pair sent late in life reveal Tom to be a deeply sensitive and loving, and more soft-hearted than his younger brother often perceived. The inclusion of Tom's voice in this memoir through the full quotation of the long letter creates in the reader the same sort of hollowed-out, raw feeling that Barry describes in the introduction. The book, titled We Were Brothers, is a beautifully honest story of two real brothers, full, complicated people, who, though they shared a childhood and loved each other as best they could, were so very rarely at ease with each other. For more information, see our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. This review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.